A new report from Homelessness Australia reveals a 20% rise in women and girls already homeless when seeking help. The crisis is being driven by rising rents, domestic violence, and a lack of early intervention. As a new parliament sits today, I spoke to CEO of Homelessness Australia, Kate Colvin, about why advocates are urging urgent national action to stop more women from being pushed into danger and homelessness.
So there's a few factors. So one of them is just that rents keep increasing and vacancy rates in the rental market are really low. So it's really difficult for someone on a low income to get a rental in the private market, and there's not enough social housing. So basically people just get squeezed out of the rental market and become homeless. But another reason which particularly affects women and girls more than men is domestic and family violence. So 45% of women and girls who come to homeless services have experienced domestic and family violence, and that's a really big driver of the reason that they're homeless. And then the other factor which really particularly is about why women are homeless before they come to homelessness support is that its services are so overstretched and have to prioritise support to, among everyone who's trying to get help, and often end up prioritising to people who have nowhere to go that night rather than being able to intervene early when someone's still at risk of homelessness. So what that shows up in the data is more people getting help when they're already homeless, as opposed to getting the early help that they need to potentially avoid a period of homelessness.
I guess going back to one of the factors, with so many women like experiencing domestic violence, what are the most urgent things needed to keep them safe and housed?
There's a number of things which could keep women safe and housed. So removing the perpetrator from the home is one way, and if that's if it's still safe to stay in the home with the perpetrator removed, then that can be a really good option because it's a lot less disruptive for women than having to find a new home. Providing the legal support that women need to, manage the financial aspects of a ended relationship so that they can quickly have the resources to get into the housing market, if that's the money they need to pay bond and to get going with a rental, or, even if it's the sale of a property and the ability to purchase a home. So often women fleeing a violent home are caught up in a lot of legal and financial issues, which make it then really hard to get housing. So there's a few things there. But another one is just having enough income support. So often in the process of fleeing a violent home, even if women are in work, sometimes they have a period of not being in work while they manage that relocation and end of a relationship process. And being able to afford rent when you're on income support is almost impossible. So that's the reason why women end up homeless.
In the report, you're calling for a national homelessness target. What should those targets be, and how do we make sure they're tracked?
Ultimately, we want government to set a target to end homelessness, and that is possible if we invest in the housing and the income support and the support that people need. But in practice, what we mean in the National Housing and Homelessness Plan is to set a progressive target to reduce homelessness over time. So that target might initially be we're going to reduce homelessness over the term of government by, say, 10 or 20%, and then measuring whether or not actions that have been taken are having the desired impact on decreased homelessness. So, it is simplest. What a national plan does is really ask the question, what are the main reasons people are becoming homeless, and what do we as a government need to do to reduce the number of people who are becoming homeless? Mm-hmm. And it's not so very complicated, because the main reasons people become homeless are because they don't have enough income to pay rent, there's not enough homes they can afford, and they're not getting the support that they need. And those are all things where government taking the right action can make a tangible difference.
And I guess if the government doesn't act soon, what does the homelessness situation look like for women and girls?
it looks like it just keeps getting worse, and that has a real safety implication. So just homelessness is often a dangerous circumstance. You know, today coincides with the start of the new parliament, and governments always have lots of priorities on their plate when they form government. But what we are saying is that we want homelessness to be at the top of the priority list, because having a safe home is really a foundation for everyone's, you know, good life. And we need government to be doing what they need to do to make sure that we drive down homelessness and we make sure that everyone has a home.
That was CEO of Homelessness Australia, Kate Colvin, speaking to The Wire.